Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan. Home of Bashani Radio App.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom, now we here. Bashani Radio App, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now we here.
You're listening to Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio App, bringing diverse media to the world.
And so it begins. Welcome, 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 everyone. My name is Alvin Hollinger III, and this is Real Talk with AH3 on the Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio, on the Bashani Radio app that is owned by Mr. Benny Randall Jr. It's a pleasure and honor to have been given this opportunity to take my blogging or my information or my thinking to the next level, to spread it out amongst the people. This is going to be quite an adventure for both you as the audience and for me as the individual. This is bigger than any level that I have had in my life and sharing my thoughts in my life, my philosophy, just the way that I move in life. And I believe that we are in for a big treat together. A little bit about me. I was born and raised in Houston, Texas. Lived here all most of my life. Stayed in another city for college. I like my city, love my city. Could be a little bit cooler during the damn summer, but you know, the rest of it kind of adds up and evens out everything. So born and raised Houston, loving mother and father, married for 35 years until my father passed away of brain cancer. I always remember him as a warrior, very smart man, very articulate man, and it's probably the reason why I started writing and thinking, because without him actually, how could I say, without him actually telling it to me, just around the house, I would see him get on the computer or him take a notepad and write down his thoughts and philosophies about life. I would also see around the house, he would have books that he had read. So I guess at this point I can introduce you guys to certain concepts that I have about my life. So just thinking that back then about how my dad operated, I want to introduce what's called a takeaway. If you are a parent, of course your children are going to watch you and they may emulate some of the things that you have done, and it may reflect later on in their life, even though they didn't even know that they were picking up from it. That was a little caveat. So, how did I get here? How am I speaking to a forum of over 2 million people, from what I'm told? When did it start? I guess I could say it started in various message boards. Message boards was mostly male-centered and, of course, about how to get women. And these message boards that I would visit, I would just write something on it just off the top of my head, and people would think it would be the most profound ideas on things. And this was when I was like 26 years old. I had a knack for articulating thoughts and breaking down those thoughts so that people can understand the thought process. That doesn't necessarily mean they were always emotionally palpable, which we'll probably figure this out as we go on this journey together, how sometimes my thoughts trigger people is what it is. So I went from the forums, and then Facebook took off, YouTube took off, ended up meeting or connecting with other mentor-like people. Oh, I forgot another part. There was another platform, and I'm going to keep the names out of these platforms because we're going to focus on the Black Independent Network with Bashani Radio. But anyway, various forms of written forms, and then from written forms, there was a fairly long stint that I spent as being kind of a contributing, not necessarily guest, but a contributing person on another internet radio station, in which I actually met the owner, Mr. Benny Randall, of the Black Network right here. Anyway, so I would go from writing stuff to contributing little spoken ideas here or there to contribute a part of the conversation. So once that passed and I didn't spend so much time on that form, YouTube, Facebook, I mean, you literally could go back 10 years on my page, which is facebook.com/purposed, P-U-R-P-O-S-E-D 1. Hold on a second. Let me get my page up real quick. And forgive me, I'm still working out the kinks on my verbal presentation. And then once I get more comfortable with that, it's going to flow much better. Anyway, Facebook is facebook.com/purposed1, P-U-R-P-O-S-E-D 1, Alvin Third, A-L-V-I-N-I-I-I. So, you go back literally 10 years and see that I was just dropping my thoughts. Fair share of people think my thoughts are gems. I'm starting to come to that realization. Not because I think I'm absolutely awesome, although I am awesome, but because the gems have proven to be effective in my life. I'm at a place in my life right now where I live minimal drama, clarity, a lot of joy, and foresight, focus. If I can convey or bottle up that kind of energy for at least one person out there, to help them clear up something, that's the biggest mission for me. I'm pretty sure it's going to be more than one person, and it's probably beforehand going to be a whole bunch of other people who it's going to hit a little rough too. But I think this thing is bigger than me, and that's why I'm here on this podcast sharing with y'all what I've experienced, learned, how I'm growing, how I'm processing through all of that. All right, so all of that forms and all that stuff, and now we're here. So I've been writing for 10 plus years, little blurbs here. Facebook will be my main blog site. In the meantime, certain people got pulled into my life by my writing. You know, I have people that contributed to me. I've helped people through their issues, you know, untrained professional. I just happen to have a clarity about life that clicks with people, helps them process through stuff. Tremendous blessing to be able to do that. And found mentors, cultivated myself under those mentors, learned a lot from them, which I guess this is another takeaway right here. Sometimes you don't have to go through things completely by yourself by pure trial and error. If you could find people who can convey wisdom to you ahead of your time, it will cut down on your learning curve of life. So you'll have more time to do and be who you really want to be. It's another takeaway. Let's see. So now I'm cultivated to this point, actually for maybe a few years. There's always that thing about when you're going to write your book, or you should do a podcast, or you should get on YouTube. And so I wouldn't even say after much deliberation, after a strong conversation with Mr. Benny, strong and direct. If you ever have a conversation with Ben, you're going to know what's on his mind. But something in me just said, I guess it was time. And so here we are right now. African-American man from Houston, Texas, feels he has something to contribute to the world to make at least one person better. And I'm understating that, I know. But here we go. We are here. So I've had some time to think about the format of this podcast. And it's probably going to be a revisiting of some of the things that I wrote on Facebook, as well as whatever comes off of that as I'm speaking. A lot of my talking is what some people would call a stream of consciousness. It just comes when it comes. If I start to overthink shit, then it starts to not be so cool. I feel personally that I'm a better writer than a speaker, but I think this speaking is going to tune into my this speaking is going to catch up with my writing as I will work with you guys. And of course, the little stammering and things, it's going to be a little rough for a while, but it's going to smoothen out over time. You got to start somewhere. I guess that's another takeaway. Facebook, there's groups that I'm associated with. I'm not going to announce the names of them. I may announce the names of certain mentors as I roll out on this. But certain groups that I'm a part of that I, what's the word? What, like I would say, politic, communicate, fellowship with, that help refine my thoughts about life and effectiveness about life that I could put out into the world. And they've been a great shape to me as well. And so I may reference a conversation that I've had in that group, or a theme that we spoke on and things like that. And all those things are just going to simply synergize as I have this conversation. Format is also going to be a little bit changed. Hopefully soon I'll have a little background music to smoothen out the conversation. Themes that I talk about, man, I cover fairly broad share of things. You may hear me talk one day about a certain aspect of spirituality. You'll hear me talk about money. And everybody loves money. Everybody loves talking about money, but I may have a little bit of a different spin about money that can help you all understand. Your philosophy of money will determine your management, your direction with money. Another takeaway. You're probably going to hear that word takeaway a lot, because it's going to be a ringing concept throughout my podcast. If you can't have a conversation, you can't have an interaction, you can't have an experience with something without a takeaway that makes you better, or if you're not being in tune to the takeaway, you're doing yourself a disservice. Always engage life and experiences in life with the intent of having a takeaway that either confirms or refines your thought process about it so that you can do it be better. Another takeaway. Let's see. What else? Oh, the big one. The absolute massive one. The one that always gets the most emotional charge in from Facebook, mostly. I talk about what's called sexual politics a lot. Sexual politics, under another word in the urban vernacular, the game. The interactions between men and women to achieve certain mutual satisfaction or some separate payoff in the form of some type of power or influence over the other one. Definitely dealing with not just the sex in the sense of the genders of the people, which I speak only on heterosexual things, because that's been my life. But the politics between the connection of males and females in a dating environment, in a culture, and how certain people inspire and or use each other to get what they need through those connections. And mostly, as I get older, because I'm 38 now, is the focus on how a man can be effective with that. Not necessarily in a, what I would call a psychopathic way, in an overly domineering or extremely emotionally distant way, but my spin is more of how can a man who has a semblance of heart and consciousness effectively do that in an environment where the women are arguably overly enabled, as well as conditioned to like dysfunctional situations. So we will continue to unpack that in a way that will be honest, maybe at sometimes triggering, but not intentionally detrimental to neither men nor women. And I think I've given you guys pretty much a great introduction. Have no idea what the next subject is going to be, how it's going to flow out. But my intention or my desire is that as things progress, my speech, my flow of thought, your comprehension of what I'm saying lines gets better and better, and we'll see where this goes. All right, again, this is Real Talk with H3 on Bashani Radio. Download the app. You can go to the iPhone store or to the Apple store or the Android store. And it will be there. Download the app. Also, the link should be in the description of the website if you're coming to the website. And you can put your email in it so you'll get notifications of when my next shows come out. These will be done once a week. They'll drop every Wednesday, God willing. And it's been a pleasure just to open up with you guys. Let's go from there. Check my Facebook. You're probably going to see me blurb about something and speak upon it. And we'll go from there. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, have a great day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio app, bringing diverse media to the world.
Even coronavirus can't keep us apart because we love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio app, stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay home.
Stay home.
And keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio app, always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom! You heard?